we as a council would have worked with consultants for a number of years, and the consultants would have been telling us that the best source of water was Loch Mourne. Now we've been told that Loch Mourne has been put in the back burner and the new source is going to be the Eddie Fullerton Dam. I'm very concerned about who made this decision and what research has gone into it. I know the people of Inishowen are concerned about it as well, but I think the traffic congestion and the amount of work that's going to be involved taking the water from Manor in the dual carriageway, in the four lane and the whole way up to the mountaintop, I think it's going to cause huge traffic congestion. And the point I'm making that in the case that this does go ahead, and it's looking like it is, because it's outside the role of the elected members of Donegal County Council, we don't have any input to it. I think it's going to cause huge problems for traffic, but I'm saying that there must be in this day and age an engineering solution that would allow you to take the water from Manor Cunningham across the Swally up to the mountaintop that way.
Even if you are taking the water from Loch Mourne, as was the original plan, you still have that issue of getting it into Letterkenny. So major laying of mains, etc., major congestion, major difficulties with roadworks, etc., look almost inevitable, irrespective of where the water actually comes from.
Yeah, but I think, and I've seen it recently in the last number of years with group water schemes, where there is much more sophisticated equipment available now, that the mains doesn't have to be laid in the middle of the main roads. And I think that's something that should be looked at. I think we have to take on board the huge traffic problems that we have had in and around Letterkenny over the last number of years. And we have to try and alleviate these situations where they happen. And of course, we had huge delays in Kiltoy, and a lot of that happened as a result of not enough planning going in to the infrastructure being laid by Irish Water at the outset, and that held the road up as well. So I think we have to ensure that people are working together to look at how we can avoid these sort of traffic congestion. But overall, I do question the very fact that the change has been made to take the source of water from Inishowen as opposed to the original in Loch Mourne. And if Inishowen is the right solution, then why did we spend so much money for so long identifying Loch Mourne?
This briefing did come during recent meetings with yourselves and Irish Water, but you're questioning whether Irish Water is really committed to that consultation process, and you're saying that you don't believe Irish Water is consulting enough with yourselves and other elected representatives.
There's absolutely no doubt that Irish Water are not consulting with elected members at all, except when it suits Irish Water. The only reason that they consulted with us that day was they wanted us to help themselves to get the message out about the scarcity of water and there was going to be, and so it was to their own benefit. I think elected members have a huge knowledge of the water network. They have a huge knowledge of the infrastructure deficits that we have. There is huge issues around the South Letterkenny area with the borehole water, something that I brought to their attention as well. But I think our own staff in Donegal County Council, who are working on the ground on a daily basis, know the major challenges as well. And, you know, sometimes I wonder how much consultation has actually taken place with our own people on the ground as well.